Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Danny Sewa, D-A-N-N-Y-S-E-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 5-8-58. Date of accident is 9-27-2023. Date of service 5-6-2025. Mr. Danny Sewa has injured his left shoulder and even the right while he was working, placing an auger 3 feet deep and pulling it out of the mud. He was supposed to make 11 holes and he had no other help. The result is that he suffered some injury to his shoulder area. Pain is quite severe. He reported that the pain in the right shoulder is 7, left shoulder is 8, and he cannot do more than 75 degrees of abduction in either of the shoulders. He almost has a frozen shoulder. He reports that his pain in the neck is around 6. Thoracic pain is neck pain is 6 and upper back pain is 7, almost constant. However, his lower back pain is completely gone. And he cannot sleep. He has a lot of anxiety. He has to sleep on his back. He reports a severe spasm in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, that is not helping him. Other than that, patient reported that the pain is around 9 to 10 and 80% relief is reported by the patient. ADLs are affected 10. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse. Compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be under 10 over 62, pulse 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 4-2-2025, dictation number 0415-001. Please mention that there is a severe spasm of the left upper trapezius muscle with several trigger points in the cervical and thoracic fiber, as well as the left shoulder. Examination reveals positive Hawking Kennedy test and a decreased range of motion to 100 degrees of maximum abduction with pain and a lot of pain in the rotator cuff area is reported. And speed test, near test, anterior posterior apprehension test remain positive. And there is a motor power, which is 4x5. Right shoulder also has the same finding. Please copy and paste. Thank you. Advice to the patient is to continue the medication, which are as follows. Mobic 15 milligram a day with food for anti-inflammatory effect. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Acifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Tylenol with codeine number 4 for pain relief, Allovil 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder and sleep, Xanax 0.5 milligram for sleep and anxiety, Lyrica 50 milligram for pain, Furoscix for headache, as well as Lidoprim ointment for pain relief are provided to the patient. He is also seeking for injection. He has signed a consent. The patient is being provided the injections to the trigger point injection to the left trapezius times 2 and supraspinatus tendon and infraspinatus tendon times 2. The medical indications are based on the history of injury, severe spasm on the left side of the neck, presence of several trigger points in the trapezius muscle, and also tender and painful supra and infraspinatus tendon with a MRI confirmation. These injections are being done to bring relief and decrease the need for pain medication and decrease the need for surgery. Injections were done with 3 cc's of Marcan with 0.5% with dexamethasone on each side. Needle was withdrawn. The needle used was 1.5 inch 205 gauge and 3 cc syringe. Patient tolerated the procedure very well and he was discharged in 15 days' time.